While you're making your way back to your seats, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer to the Lord Almighty. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer? God, I praise and honor your good name. I thank you for Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, Father. And I thank you that we can come to you in his name, Father. And so, Father, I pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit this morning. I pray that you would give us you'd give us hearts, Father, that are open to your word. I pray that we would have our ears open. I pray that we would see what you would have us to see, oh God. And I pray that you would just, you would sustain us, Father, in the world that we live in the struggles of the world that we live in. I pray you would be with me as I bring the word of the Lord. And I pray, Father, that everything I say, Father, would be according to your will, according to your plan. And Father, if there is something, if there is something, Father, that I say that is not in your word, I pray, not in your will, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just take it right out of our minds. We wouldn't remember a word of it, Father. But everything that is in your will, in your word, I pray you would sustain it, bless it, strengthen it, and bear fruit in it, Father. And we will give you praise. So bless us now in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and hallelujah. Would you open your Bibles with me this morning to the sixth chapter of Ephesians? And I know we have some of our children in here this morning, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to look at a few verses this morning, and even though they're few in number, they are very, very critical and very important. And so here we go this morning. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Here's what the scripture says. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Now, the context of this morning's passage is all the way back in the preceding chapter when the Apostle Paul instructs us under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that what we are to do is that we are to submit to one another in the Lord. And so what he did in the preceding chapter, he's talked about husbands and wives. And now what he's doing is he's going to now define what that means in the family. That would be between parents and children. And certainly, as I talk this morning about children obeying your parents, you know, if you're a young person in here, if you're a child, if you're an adolescent, you know, you might be saying something like, "Well, Pastor, tell me something I don't know." Because we know that the scripture says that what we're to do is that we are to obey our parents. But what I want to do is I want to make sure you see exactly what God says. I want to try to help all of us to understand that what God says is very important and very significant. And so the way I'm going to begin is let's look at that first verse and let's just see who it is addressed to. What's the first word in the sixth chapter, the first verse? What's the first one? Okay, if you are below the age of 12, what's the first word? You got your Bibles open? What's the first word in verse number one? Call it out.
Children.
All children. Call that word out.
Children.
Way to go, Tor. Okay, so who is a child? If you're a child, raise your hand. Not you, Dave. Okay, so a child literally is anyone in this case.